We never have had to hear. Now, like I say, that poem, they had a great big old thing in the back in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept all her cooking stuff. And
what'd she call that?
I think she called it a cupboard. I believe that's what she called it. It was a cupboard.
Was it a little room or just a
great big old piece of furniture set back and fit in the corner? You just fit that kind of in the corner like it was this kind of piece of furniture, right? Well, it would really bring some money when the whole thing it would now, you know.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
had to clean it up, you know, and fix it up, it'd really bring. And my mother had her daddy give them a clock. Had two girls and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And those clocks, you might be interested in, I never did see nothing like it before. But you wind them up with a big weight. They just wind them up, that weight go up the top slot, and it run 24 hours but to get down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wind him up again. And he had a watch, his watch, he fought in the wall there. He gave it to his son, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a key. Only watch ever I saw in my life had a key to it wind up, to wind that watch up there. I thought that was something showing up.
What war were you referring to?
That was when they fight, you know, to free the slaves. He was fighting.
That's really way back there.
That's right. Yeah. Now, that great big war, he kept perfect time.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget it. He told them all the time that he wanted his boy to have a watch and his girls to have a clock with each one of those clocks, and that's where they got him. But my mother died not too old, and then my stepfather married another woman, and she tore that clock up, and several knew ahead come out wanting to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
After. But she made a medicine cabinet out of it. She said she wanted to, she took all the works out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Made a medicine cabinet out of it. I told, if we'd had that old watch now, like Bell. I got the old home bell. Last me, I never have put it up. I reckon. I don't know what you call it. I bought it, but I never have put it up. I think they give $100 fee. Big old bell, great big old line bell, and you put them up on a post, have a wire to it. A mother would come out, catch that wire, and pull it into that big, great big thing inside. I was no swing down.
Yeah.
Hits each side when it comes up.
Uh-huh.
Ding long that,
yeah.
And the mule would go to Bran, and on to dinner time when that bell would ring, and you couldn't, they'd run to the end, take out, a mule would. That may sound funny to you, but that's the show of the truth. Well, you couldn't hold them in the field when the bell rang.
Yeah.
They know that dinner time was quick. That'd be the thing I ever seen in my life.
Well, they didn't get fed then, did they?
Yeah.
We fed the mules?
Yeah, took them, put them in the barn, water them, and give them, let them, you know, we'd take them to the creek and water them, and then take them, put them in the barn, give them corn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What, say, this is something that you might have hanging in the window to keep the sun out, something you can pull down?
Window shade.
Okay, that's just one solid piece
of, window shade.
Okay, and what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw out?
Throw out of what place?
Oh, just say something, just old worthless furniture. It's no, just no good anymore. You just say that it's nothing but a piece.
Junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room where you used to store just odds and ends, you know, things that you didn't need particularly?
Well, that's like I was saying, but that's what we did up on my daddy's. We called it the attic. Ours, I guess you'd say, down in the basement.
Yeah.
We got everything, fruit,